optimizing costs related to conformance and quality. Prevention and appraisal costs are inversely proportional to failure costs. The higher the expenditures on prevention and appraisal, the lower the cost of defects, until a point of diminishing returns sets in. That is, the costs of quality affect the cost and volume of products sold. They also have important implications for planning and controlling quality within the organization. Exhibit 9-4 illustrates how total quality costs are a function of the curve for combined expenditures for prevention and appraisal and the curve for failure costs. Exhibit 9-4, conformance and costs of quality. Note that this chart goes from 0% of units found to be in conformance with quality standards to 100% of units in conformance, with the cost measured as the cost per acceptable unit of product. As one approaches perfection, the total of these two curves becomes less and less. By definition, if 100% of units are in conformance, the failure cost will be zero. Based on this model developed by Euron, organizations should continue investing in prevention and appraisal until the failure cost level is insignificant. Often, this level of perfection is not possible, and in this case, the total quality cost, total of prevention plus appraisal plus failure costs, will fall to a certain point and then begin to rise, not shown on the graphic. The optimal point in that case will be the lowest total quality cost on the curve. Examples of costs in each of the four types of quality costs are listed in Exhibit 9-5 and Exhibit 9-6. Exhibit 9-5, costs related to preventing defects. Exhibit 9-6, costs of failure to meet design specifications. It is important to note that quality costs relate to many functional areas, including product design, manufacturing, order management, and product servicing. Regulatory requirements. A vital area for quality planning and assurance/control is to develop policies and procedures, operational plans, and detection and enforcement mechanisms to build in compliance with regulatory requirements and to control product compliance and compliance of operational processes. Investing in preventive costs for regulatory compliance is necessary. This includes compliance training and certification. However, inspection and appraisal cost may still be necessary due to the high risks involved. Validating compliance may require product inspection, for example, submitting a unit for destructive testing, or process inspection, for example, city regulators inspect construction sites at key milestones. Noncompliance can quickly create quality costs that could be catastrophic. For example, an organization not in compliance could be fined or its operations delayed or not approved at all. Other costs could include brand damage, recalls, and re-engineering to enable compliance. The regulations of all countries in which the organization operates or sells its products must be considered. Some industries are heavily regulated, such as pharmaceuticals, medical devices, or producers/users of dangerous goods, hazmat. Regulatory compliance and proof of regulatory compliance will be high priorities for sourcing, manufacturing, storage, and transportation. Most organizations are regulated in the following areas: work area safety, worker conditions, and worker use of PPE, product safety for the consumer, dangerous goods, hazmat, proper product permitting, segregation, handling, transportation, and disposition. Methodology and standards of quality assurance/control. Environmental. Import and export controls and tariffs/taxes. Product traceability, chain of custody, and proof of origin. Labeling and documentation.